This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with news and commentary for Thursday, May 28th, 2020. As of this morning, the number of COVID-19 cases in Jefferson County is unchanged from the 30 case total. Of 1,549 tests, 1,472 turned up negative. 47 people are now awaiting test results. As Jefferson Healthcare continues to test amid no new cases, the number of positives is now just 2% of those tested. Fort Worden State Park is now open for day use, but it will take until April 1st of next year before all services available before the COVID-19 emergency are in place. The Fort Worden Public Development Authority Board yesterday examined a 5-stage reopening and recovery plan at a 2-hour meeting. The meeting included the input of former Port Townsend City Manager David Timmons, who has entered into a professional service contract with the PDA to assist and advise on designing a recovery strategy, also to plan for a resilient Fort Worden that supports the local community economy while preserving the assets of Washington State Parks. The plan is backdated to the beginning of 2020. We have passed through the response stage and are now in the second stage, pre-recovery, which includes a detailed examination of all services with regard to both practical and financial issues. The recovery stage kicks in on July 1st, during which time the PDA will establish a skeleton crew to protect the fort's assets and maintain minimum operations through the remainder of the year. The third stage also includes securing financing for the glamping and Maker Square portions of the park, although work could begin in June, according to PDA Executive Director Dave Robeson. The fourth stage, restoration of operations, has a strong financial component, including the hiring of a project manager to bring all of the capital projects to completion. Throughout all the stages, the PDA must separate operational and reopening funds as the latter is eligible for FEMA reimbursement. Stage 4 will include a series of retreats and workshops devoted to the reexamination of the PDA business model. Hospitality and food services will take some time, with some aspects rolling out during Stage 3. The major issue is to disinfect facilities that have been unoccupied for several months, requiring all systems to be flushed out, along with eliminating pools of stagnant water throughout the fort that have been unattended for several months. The Commons, which is the fort's activity center, will remain closed, with any reservations and check-in handled at a different location. And one possible option will be to require facility visitors to provide their own bedding and household supplies. Some issues aren't exclusive to the PDA, such as the availability of personal protective equipment and hand-washing facilities. Specific issues include the phased rehiring of staff and order.